Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Deltonia Pang, D-E-L-T like Tom, O-N-I-A, Deltonia. Last name is Pang, P like Paul, A-N-G. Date of birth, 8-8-1970. Date of accident, 12-21-2021. Date of service, 12-7-2022. The patient reports of severe muscle spasm in the back involving both the trapezius and quadratus lumbar and paraspinal muscles. And he's undergoing physical therapy, and he reports that he has a pain in the left hip and the right knee, which is worse on climbing the stairs, and it has been ongoing since the time of accident of 12-21-2022. This accident he was side-swiped as a front seat passenger, leading to headaches and pain symptoms of neck, mid-back, lower-back pain with radiation to the right arm involving third, fourth, fifth finger, and pain in the left hip, left knee as a major issue. The patient was later on found to be having a physiological bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 and received one epidural injection that helped him quite a bit. The x-ray of the left hip showed severe degenerative osteoarthritis. In addition, in the cervical spine, patient was found to have a herniated disc at C2-3, C4-5, C5-6, bulging disc at C6-7, and C3-4. The patient has been advised regarding the cervical epidural steroid injection as a formal treatment. The patient has not has not come here for the injection treatment despite several calls, and we are trying him. He has also been advised about marijuana certification to use marijuana for secondary pain relief. The pain is between 6 to 8. ADLs are reported affected is 8, especially general activity which is affected 9. Mood, walking ability, and relationship with other people are affected 8. Work and sleep enjoyment of life are affected 7, and 70% pain is reported relieved with the current pain management protocol. In the system review, patient report that in neurology psych, suffering from moderate headaches, which are not severe and not too frequent, and he has a difficulty sleeping and poor work performance. However, the patient has no symptoms of TBI, including dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, memory problem, balance problem, or confusion, disorientation, none of them. He also has no anxiety, depression, or panic disorder. In the pain and numbness, patient has reported he is suffering from neck pain, lower back pain, and occasional hip and the knee pain on the left side, along with neck stiffness, lower back stiffness. In the GI, patient has occasional nausea not related to headaches, and also vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. There is no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, we can see painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, except it is worsened, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ultran. Substance abuse, none is reported. The patient has been advised that he can use marijuana for his pain relief for lifelong basis. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 151 over 85, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the field exam is same from previous visit of 11-2022, dictation number 1108-014. Plan, diagnosis, the same plan is to continue physical therapy 2 times per week, especially focusing on the neck, lower back, the left hip, left knee, and left sacroiliac joint, which are deemed to be affected, with traction, massage, aquatherapy. And he is released on a light duty, 7 hours, 7 days for 7 pounds. His maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and he's provided with a medication as follows. He's provided with Mobic, 15 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Tylenol, codeine, number 430 tablets for pain relief, Elavil. 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and pain relief. Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathic pain. that is affecting his left arm, and Furoside 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. In addition to physical therapy, patient is referred to a chiropractor also so that he can get help. An MRI of the left hip and left knee has been ordered, and MRI of the left SI joint to identify issues focusing on these areas to identify the cause of the pain. Once MRIs are done, we will be able to have further specialized treatment for this gentleman. He is now back to work full time. Thank you. I'll be seen in 30 days' time.